Blog Talk Radio. de mí. Hermosa eres tú, que me ha dado el Señor. Más dulce que el vino, eres tú, mi amor. Yo dormía, pero mi corazón velaba para obedecer a Dios en su palabra. Un vino amargo nadie quiere probar. Un amor como el tuyo es muy difícil de encontrar.
I know y'all out there tuning in now, like, what in the world? I told y'all on the Angels of Melody, y'all would hear anything. Seriously. It's gospel, though. But you likely to hear all kind of countries up on here. Seriously. I bring you some Latino. I bring you some Arabic. You know what I'm saying? I do fellowship, seriously, with the Chaldeans. I do fellowship with the Chaldeans. They are Christians, Holy Ghost filled. Matter of fact, one of my sisters today, she's Chaldean. I haven't seen her in a while. She's coming to treat me for my belated birthday. And she just had been married and everything, and we haven't seen each other in a while. And she called me up yesterday and told me I will be there today to come get you for your belated birthday dinner. So I just want to give a shout-out to my sister, Jamil. And so y'all likely to hear, and I do have some Chaldean music up in here. Don't play with me now. I've been let loose today. I'm telling y'all, I just thank God. I thank the Lord today for how he's really given us this huge platform for us all to be heard. The reason why I call it huge, because it's many nations. It's not about the number of people, but it's the nations that listen in. To me, that's huge, because that's a movement of God. Seriously, I don't even know how I got called to this, because this radio has never been me. Even when I was out in the world, I am a singing artist as well, and I'm a writer. But I never thought that I would be a DJ or be a radio host. Never would have thought that the talent that I had out in the world, like DJing, did not know that God would bring that gift over into, you know, into his world. Never knew this. A lot of people ask me, have you been to school? I said, no, I haven't. Never wanted to do radio. That was not on my mind. But a friend of mine came over some years back and looked at me, and we were laughing and talking. And she said, oh, my God, Tanya, I just saw something. And I said, because I know the Lord uses her in a mighty way. She said, I see you going on radio, and I see you playing the music of the Lord, and I just see it just nationwide. And I just bust out laughing. I'm like, girl, you need to check what you drink and what you eat, because that ain't me. I ain't doing no radio. Make the long story short. Within, it was not even 3 months, y'all, I was on radio. It will be 7 years, March the 4th, that I've been doing this, seriously. And I have seen the hand of God move in this ministry. It went from just being on for 30 minutes, just speaking and praying and just by myself on here. And the Lord sent a brother from Ghana. He's a great brother of mine, Apostle Samuel Soa. And I thank God for him and his family on today there in Tema, Ghana. And he was the one that heard about the program, tuned in, came on, and said, I'm going to be with you. And before I knew it, he was on every day speaking and preaching and praying, and he began to introduce me to other brothers there in Ghana. And next thing I know, y'all, it was on and popping. God, I'm serious. He blew this thing up overnight. It happened. It was like I laid down and went to sleep and woke up the next day, and there we were, live on radio with countries. I'm talking about Ghana was a huge part. It was all these preachers. We had revival for like 6 months straight. 6 months, y'all. 6 days a week I was having preachers calling in from Kenya. They was calling in from Ghana. They was calling in from Nigeria. I mean, it was such a move, and it's still going on. But God turned this thing into music as well, and he let me know that this was a ministry that was going to be a variety. He said it was going to be a change after change after change. It was going to be different. He'll move me this way to do something on radio, and then he'll change it and flip it up. Seriously. And I remember being sick for about a couple of weeks. You know, I had the same problem with my voice. I'm going to the doctor today. That's why I'm on early today, because normally I come on 2 hours from now. But I came on early today because I have to go to the doctor and see what's going on with this throat and this cold that I have. I'm supposed to be going to surgery. A lot of y'all know that Thursday is my last day for radio until December, because I'm having surgery on Friday. I think I am. I'm not sure. I will let y'all know, because with this cold, the doctor might have to postpone it. So I don't know, but I will keep y'all updated. But I just thank God for this platform, because it went from Ghana to Nigeria, and then from Nigeria he brought Kenya in, and then he brought Uganda in, then he brought Zambia in, then he brought Ethiopia, and it's just all these countries, you know, listening in, and not only listening in, but a lot of y'all great artists are from these places. We thank God for our brother listening in. Now, I'm bad at names, but I thank God. I want to give a shout-out to France. I do know some people there in France. You know, we give a shout-out. I think his name is pronounced Alan. Let me know if I'm right, brother. You can tweet me. But I think he know who he is, because I just left him a message saying that I would say hello to him. He left a tweet saying that he's listening to the Angels of Melody. And I'm like, wow, you know. So I left him a message saying I'll give a shout out. But I think it's Alan, I believe. But if not, brother, God bless you. Anyway, I'm giving my shout out, like I said, to all of France. But we have people that listens in to us in Russia. I've had people leave tweets and messages on Facebook sending me friends requests from Russia saying they're listening in. People listening in from the Philippines. Our sister, I thank God for her. Ivana there in Croatia, she said, let the people know that Croatia loves them. And I'm like, wow, this is just something. So that's why I call this, to me, this is huge. I don't know how it is to somebody else, but this is a big thing to me. I've never, ever thought that this ministry would be like this. And my grandmother is resting in the arms of the Lord right now. But I thank God some years back, before I even knew Christ, she looked at me and she said, I'm here to let you know that you're going to be a woman of God. And she said, you're going to the nations. It's a ministry that's just going to be to the nations. And I laughed at her because I was like, shoot, grandma don't know what she's talking about. She's sipping too much tea and coffee or something. Seriously, I was tripping. I didn't believe it. Didn't want to believe it. But look what happened today. You know, they always had a saying, say, tell the Lord what you want to do and he'll laugh. Seriously. They used to always have that saying, because we can sit here and say what we going to do, but we can't override God. I don't care who you are listening in on today. You can sit there and fight that call upon your life to preach. But if God have called you and have to ordain you, you can run, you can run, you can run, but you can't hide. He got a net just for you. Seriously, he had it for me. I never thought that I would be living for him like this. And I was born and raised in church. My father is a preacher. I come from a family of bishops, seriously, and singing artists, seriously. I come from that, and I know what it is to live holy, but I just didn't want that kind of life. I thought that I was going to travel and dance on stage like I was doing, and I thought that I was going to be this artist that was going to be traveling around singing for the devil, because that's what I was doing. I wasn't singing for the Lord. When you singing out there in the world, a lot of people don't want to hear it. I don't care. You don't want to hear it, turn it off, but it's the truth. Seriously, when we out there doing things in the world, we ain't living for the Lord. We're doing things of the enemy. We're walking in the ways of that. And people don't want to hear that. Some people say, oh, I don't like the devil. You was not singing to the Lord. When you shaking it like it's hot on that dance floor, you ain't shaking it up for the Lord. So who you shaking it for? Question mark. Let's get the answer. You was not shaking up for the Lord. So I thank God that he has changed my life. And those of you that are listening in right now that might say, I'm not ready to give my heart to Christ. Well, if you died tonight, where would you spend your eternity? Is shaking it like it's hot, or dropping it like a hot potato, as they say, is that worth going to hell? I don't think so. And believe me, this sister angel on deck was shaking it up. Ain't no shame. It's a testimony. I overcame it, honey. Somebody need to be set free. Somebody might be shaking it up like it's hot now. You might be a man. You could be a male dancer. You could be a female dancer. You could be out there singing, rapping, doing gangster rap, talking about shoot your mama, kill your daddy. Seriously, I was into that. I was into that. I can share that testimony because I love music like that. If it wasn't talking about shooting them down and all of that, that's why I have such a rage against the enemy. Seriously. A lot of y'all do know that, even the way I pray, the way I speak about them, I have such a rage because God let me know that I can overcome. He said the same way he said that you had that anger out there in that world, you use that same anger out on the enemy. And he began to teach me how to pray and how to talk against the spirit of the enemy, seriously, against the attacks. And sometimes, you know, we get caught up, you know, in these attacks to where we don't really pray like we should. You know, I'm guilty of that. We always look at the problem, but we don't know. We seem to catch amnesia of who God say we are. You know, my favorite passage is Luke 10:19. I use that over the ministry all the time. When he said he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And he said, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So if you was being a gangster out in the street, you can still be a gangster in Christ. Yes, no, you're not carrying that 357 no more. You ain't carrying the sawed off anymore. But that 357 and that sawed off can be made in a spiritual sense where it's your word. Your word, I'm telling you, the word of God can kill that enemy more powerful than a bullet can kill a human being. I'm serious, y'all. This is for real. This is really for real. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm about to play music. But see, God is giving me to say something because somebody out there is crying out right now. I don't know who you are, but I feel it so strong, even in the atmosphere, that somebody is battling up against something. Something is going on in your life. You feel the call of God, and you want to be saved. You want to do what God said. You've seen the visions. You felt the power of the Lord. But steady yet, selling the dope is still calling you. Looking at all the women is still calling you. Checking up, you know, I'm serious. Tricking with the women. Yeah, women trick, but men trick too. Seriously. I'm telling you, I know about the game. I was in it. I used to do it. I was married to a dope dealer. Sold dope. Had a call of ministry on his life. He dead and gone today. Seriously, he'd like to kill me. Selling dope. He was born and raised up in holiness. But he chose the dope life. Seriously. And I had anger to the Lord. I had anger. I thought, Lord, why? You know, oh, my God, he got killed. But then my grandmother told me, when you come down off your flesh and calm down off that anger. God is going to show you why. And when I did, the Lord showed me. He said he had called him and he had called him and he had called him. But he said he had turned his back. Yeah, he has mercy and he has grace, but also he get angry. The word of God speaks on that. He will get angry. My God, and my husband, from back in the day, seriously, had got murdered, got shot, came, told me to my face that this is the last time that I'm going to do this. I got tears in my eyes right now because somebody out there is going through the same thing. Don't you let that devil get a hold to you and take you out. You take him out. In Jesus' name, you turn your life around. I thank God that he turned my life around. I hung around gangbangers and drug dealers. I went to funerals every week. Every other week I was going to a funeral. I was throwing a black dress on. And my father would tell me, oh, my God, who? What kind of people are you hanging with? Every time I look up, Johnny was getting shot. Big Nose, this person, that person was getting killed. Somebody would come up, man, that brother, you know, he got killed. Somebody, he done got popped. And every time I look up, I was going to a funeral. And the Lord began to let me know, seriously, he began to let me know that he gave my husband from back then, he gave him a chance. He kept running, kept making promises. And that thing wasn't no joke. And I'm telling you, when it's your time, when he calling you, do not harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Who am I talking to today? Don't harden your heart. I'm going to play this music, but God has given me something to say to somebody because the life is being changed right now as I talk. Something is happening in your life. Something is snapping right now. Somebody is saying, I'm tired of carrying the gun. I'm tired of being the blood and being a crip. I'm tired of going through this. I'm just tired of going to jail. I'm tired of going to prison and going through and hitting my head hard. I'm just tired of this. Who am I speaking to today? Seriously, it's time to make a change. Whoever I'm listening in right now, whether you are a man or a woman, whatever you're doing, I really don't care. And the reason why I say I really don't care what you're doing, because I know that God can change you. I can't stand when people look down on folks and say, oh, they was a prostitute or they was a drug dealer. They ain't nothing. They a bum. They this and that. No, let me tell you something. You got purpose. Whoever you is, if you doing gangster stuff in the streets, cross over and be a gangster for Christ. And let that devil know that he can't run your life. And you turn that anger that you had shooting them up, popping them up, whatever you was doing, you use that same thing for the Lord and watch God change your life swiftly, quickly. When God set me up, I went to church one night, was not planning on giving my life to Christ. I had a party finna get started that night, a huge party. We had weed. We had the liquor. Oh, yes, we did. We had the cases of the beer. And my cousin was over here. I'm going to share this real briefly, and we going over to the music. But I want to share this because somebody finna be set free. I'm finna let you know that the devil can't hold you. The devil can't hold you. He has no power over you. God has power. He is the one that giving you breath in your body. And I'm here to let you know. I kept running and running and running. I knew God was calling me. When I would sit down with the fellas in the studio, and we would be smoking on the blunt, sipping on the yak. Oh, yeah, sipping on the brews. You know what I'm saying? Smoking on the black and miles. Who am I talking to? Yes, I did that. I had a lot of male friends. Oh, yes. And I sat down, and we would sit and smoke and drink. And I would preach to these guys. And they used to tell me, matter of fact, one of my boys right now, he tells me, he said, you know what? He said, let me tell you something. You know, he said, you always preaching. Always preaching to us. He said, Tanya, she going to be an evangelist. He always would speak that, one of my friends. Every time we got high, I would just be speaking to them and letting them know, you know, that some of them had guns on and put the gun on the table. And I wasn't scared of that kind of stuff because I knew that I understand gangsters. I really do. I understand why they do what they do. Yeah, it's wrong. It's wrong to do these things, but I understood. Why? And I did not look at what they did, but I looked beyond what they were doing. But I looked how God looked at us. We can do bad, but God see purpose in us, and I saw purpose in these fellas, for real, that I hung around with. I saw purpose. I didn't see a murderer. I didn't see a gangbanger. I didn't see a drug dealer. I didn't see someone that wasn't nothing. But I saw somebody that could be something, somebody that can do good. That's what I saw, not knowing God was using me then. Seriously, that was my call, and it still is. That's why I can tell people I can relate to a gangster. I can relate to drug dealers. I can sit down in a home full of dope men and not be scared and afraid because I dealt in that. I used to hang out at the spots. We used to sit back and drink champagne and take the limos and travel here and travel there. I did all of that. But God had a stop sign. He let me know, I got a people for you. You got to change your ways. But I didn't want to do it. My mama got on my nerves calling me every Sunday, when you going to church, I said, Mama, I ain't trying to be funny, but I go when I feel like going, because if I go, I'm going to come out doing the same stuff. But God had a plan. And my aunt called me up one day. And she told me, I want you to come to church. And I thought, oh, man, here we go. It was on a Saturday. I'll never forget that. And I went to church. Before I said that, I looked at my cousin. I said, you know what? I'm getting tired of this. I said, you know, I'm going to shut her mouth, and I'm going to go ahead and go to church. She told me there's no excuse. She said, God is about souls, not clothes. If you got jeans, a T-shirt, whatever you wear, come on with it, and I will come pick you up. Well, I had no excuse then. I couldn't say I didn't have no ride. I couldn't say that I had to go and buy me a dress. I had to wear what I had on. Didn't know that when I got tired of her saying that, God had a plan, though, for me. So I told my cousin, I said, you know what? I'm going to keep the liquor put up. I'm going to keep this put up. And when I come from church, I said, I'm going to call you when the party's finna get started. Did not know that God had a setup for me. And when she came and got me, I went to church. She preached a good message. You know what I'm saying? It was good. I looked at my watch. I'm like, yeah, okay. Bet that. It sounds good, but I'm ready to bounce because I got to get my smoke on. I was having urges. I needed to get me some cigarettes and some weed going in my system. I felt hearing about Jesus was long enough. I love him, but I got to keep going. That was my attitude, y'all. I'm here to let y'all know that. But my God, when I sat there and I began to look at the watch and I began to say, I'm ready to go, she looked at me and she said, niece, can I pray for you? And I got angry. I said, oh, see, that's why I knew I shouldn't have came, because she wants to pray for me. That spirit did not want to let go. That partying demon did not want to let me go. That anger did not want to let go. But my God. But how many know that God rules everything around us? They had a song saying, cash rules everything around me. But God rules everything around us, because if it wasn't for him, we won't have the cash. Somebody didn't catch that this morning. But I'm here to say this, and I'm about to go into our music right now. But I want to say this because I felt it so strong, and I told y'all I can sit here all I want and say what I'm going to play and what I'm going to do, but God is the head over this ministry, and if he tell me to do something, I have to do it because I don't want him shutting me down. Seriously. I take this seriously. But when she called my name and said, can I pray for you? As I walked up there, I said to myself, that's all you're going to do is pray for me. That's all you're going to do because I'm not getting saved. And when I got up there, she began to look at me, and she held my hand. And that was my aunt, but my aunt really did not know what was going on in my personal life because I didn't deal with her like that. So I knew it was God, the things that was coming out of her mouth. I knew it was God because I didn't talk to her like that. And she began to grab my hand. Tears began to fall down her face, and my heart got heavy. I was feeling that spirit like it was like choking me almost. Didn't want to let go because that devil knew he had to let go. And she began to prophesy to me, and she began to say some things to me that I knew nobody knew but God because I was speaking it behind closed doors. And she was speaking them to me. And then she began to say that how God was using her to speak this, that he has kept me. Even through my friends getting murdered, that he has kept a shield around me, that I hung around dangerous places, that the devil wanted to sift me, but still yet in my trash and in my garbage and in that pollution of sin that I was in, God loosed the angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. He loosed the angels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He began. Oh, my God, she began to just prophesy, tell me what God wanted. And I'm here to let y'all know, when she spoke in my life and she began to say, the Lord loves you. And my God, she began to go off in tongues, and I could just feel the fire of God trying to hit me. But steady yet, I was fighting because I did not want to change my life. I felt like I had to be old to do that. I felt like living holy was for older folks. You know, I felt like when I got 60 or 70, then I could live this life. But right now, I got to get it going. And my God, one word changed me. One word. I've heard men call me beautiful. I've heard men call me sexy. I heard all kind of slangs from men out there in the world. Well, you know y'all ladies how y'all, you know y'all men how y'all talk to y'all women. And it sounds so good to us. But my God, let me tell you something. Y'all men ain't got nothing on God. Because he said one name to me, and it changed my life. It broke down. Hallelujah. It broke down that wall that I had built up. And what the word was, my beloved. Oh, my God. It's like I'm hearing it now. Oh, my God, the way she said it was the Lord, but he was using her to say it. And she went to her knees and said, my beloved, I love you. Oh, my God, that was so romantic to me. Oh, my God, and I stood there, and tears began to fall down my face. And I said, God, how can you call me beloved when I keep turning you back? I keep turning you down. How can you call me beloved when I'm filthy? God let me know that beyond of what I was, beyond of what I thought I was, he said, you are great in my eyes. Hallelujah. And that's what he said to y'all today. Whoever out there keep making mistakes over and over and over, God is still saying he loves you. He said, come to him. He's saying, come to him right now. Hallelujah. Put the guns down. It don't matter how many people you did up. It don't matter how many houses you done shot down. It don't matter if you laid in bed with somebody last night or smoked a joint or a blunt a few minutes ago. He is still saying that he loves you. Despite of what is going on, he loves you. And he wants you to know that you are loved. It don't matter what your family, how your family look at you, and they say you a bum, you a crackhead, you never going to amount to nothing. God is ready to clean you up right now if you let him. And my God, when I sat there, and I began to cry out as she prayed for me, I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I did not mean to make you cry. I did not mean to break your heart. And I said, if you are the God that my daddy preaches about, my family tells me how you change, but they know something that I don't know. But if you real like you like they say you are, I need you to help me from these habits. I need you to clean me up. I need you to take the alcohol from my mouth. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord let me know. And even after when I left there and I came home, my cousin told me, he said, are you, still party? And yeah, we ready to come on there. I said, brother, cuz, come get the liquor and the drinks. He thought I was going crazy. Get the weed. I can't do it. He said, what's wrong with you? Did you get saved? I said, I don't know what I done got, but I know one thing. I don't know what just happened to me in my life tonight. I said, but I just know this cannot happen. And he came and got that stuff. I'm serious. And I didn't know what went on, but I knew something went on because I felt such a difference. And when I laid on my couch that night, I looked up and said, God, I know it's not going to be easy, but I know you can help me because I know that you just did something in my life right now. And I'm going to tell y'all, I failed many times. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. Some things you can be delivered from real quick, but there are some things that still have a hold of you. And let me tell you something. It wasn't easy because I was dipping and dapping and sipping every now and then, but I still was going to church and doing and praying and crying out. And God spoke to me, and he said, I can deliver you from these habits if you want to be delivered. If you want to be delivered. He said, all you got to do is make up your mind and come from among them that's doing these things, and I will keep you. And do you know he did just that? I didn't drink anymore. I was an alcoholic, you might as well say. I drank Monday through Sunday. Every day was a holiday. We used to get up and smoke blunts at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So somebody out there listening in know what I'm talking about. We'll go get a filth of yak, because I was a yak woman. I used to love my yak. Cognac was it. I didn't deal with that white stuff. Didn't want no white liquor. I dealt with dark. And I used to drink it straight. And that's how I am in this word. I bring it to you straight with no chaser. I'm not going to sit here and bring you no anything. I'm here to let you know Jesus saved. I'm not going to tell you he might save or he might deliver. No, I'm telling you, I know who I was back in the day. And I know God saved me. I know he saved me. When people make me mad, I want to cuss them out and take them by the neck. But God will say, no, I know he saved me. Because if it was back then, I'm telling you, their head would be in my hand. Because that's the type of woman I was. But now I have turned, hallelujah, a new leaf. And now I am using that same anger on the enemy. And I'm here to let him know right now that he don't even have a say over your life. And we're going to pray now, and then we're going to hit this music. We're going to take you down through the end of the day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for this time that you have given me, Lord. I didn't even know I was going to say this. But, Lord, you gave me this message, this short message to speak across the nations even now, God. So, Lord, I just lift up your people. I don't know who I was ministering to, but, Lord, you know who needed this word. And, God, I ask now that you will move by your spirit in their life. In Jesus' name, Lord, the same way that you shook me up, the same way that you spoke to me, oh, God, the same way that you broke down that heart and heart, the same way that you delivered me from those habits, God, I am asking now that your fire will fall now upon your people from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God. Lord, I thank you for loosing the angels out right now around them. Lord, I thank you that the enemy cannot destroy them, Lord, that they will not be destroyed because your hand is upon them now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now, oh God, for letting them know that they have purpose in you. I thank you for those gangster rappers turning back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they're going to be rapping your word, Lord. I lift up the circular artists right now. I lift up Snoop, oh God, to you. Hallelujah. I lift up, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift up all those rappers to you, oh God, that's not rapping your name, God. Hallelujah. Many of your leaders, Lord, they act scary, oh God, to talk about it. They act scary about praying about these people. But, oh God, I was there too, and I was doing what they were doing. I was around their surroundings, oh God, with other people, Lord. So, Lord, I lift them up. Ain't no shame in my game today. Lord, I stand before you boldly, and I lift up our brothers and our sisters that are rapping and singing in a circular world, Lord. You know who you have called out. You know who you have chosen. And, God, I thank you that they will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. I thank you that their lives will be changed. And, Lord, I ask that you will open up the ear gates. We burn with your fire every spiritual earwax right now in the name of Jesus, that they will hear your call, God, that they will feel your fire, Lord, even when they're drinking on the liquor, oh, God, even when they're smoking on the weed, even when they're sitting in their rags, oh, God, by themselves. Lord, the same way that you spoke to me, hallelujah, I know you can speak to them, Lord. Hallelujah, they're not too big that you cannot save, because you have created them, oh God. They're living today, oh God, because of your mercy, because of your grace, oh God. They're living today because you have purpose, oh God, for their life. In the name of Jesus, many of them have got shot. Many of them have gotten shot at, oh God. Many of them friends have gotten murdered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But still, yet they're still here because there is purpose, oh God, that you have over their life. And many people look at them and they talk about them and they call them this and they call them gangsters this and gangsters that. But, oh God, I thank you that they have a warrior of you on the inside, deep down on the inside. And no matter what they speak out of their mouth over their own life, God, we thank you that you're even over that, oh God, that you will change their world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. As Snoop, oh God, and all these other rappers, oh God, as they rap on stage, Lord, I ask right now that you would just loose something upon them, that they will feel a higher power, and it will not be that weed, and it will not be that liquor, oh God, but it will be your power, oh God, that they're feeling it, even in the nighttime, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit in the nighttime, oh God, that we will hear testimonies, that we will hear things going on about how these secular artists, oh God, that they are turning their lives to you, oh God, that something has broken in their lives, oh God, and that it was you that they changed. And we're going to give you the glory because we know that you can do it. We're going to give you the honor, oh God, and we're going to give you the praise because we know that you can do it. These are artists that I, too, used to ride and listen to them, oh God, in the cars and in the homes. And they are great, oh God. They're great men and women, oh God. Hallelujah, and I know that you can change them, oh God. I was rapping and singing, but you changed me. I was smoking and drinking, but you changed me, oh God. And I know you can change them. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that same rap they do out there in the world. Lord, let it be used for your glory. God, change them. Hallelujah. I know you can do it. Hallelujah. I know you can do it. Glory to God. And those that are listening in, that are artists, that's rapping for you, that's singing for you. Hallelujah, Lord, I know that you're moving by your spirit even the more, and that the devil will not take them out. Even in a time of weakness, even in a time of mistakes, they will not be lost. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for this platform that your people will be heard amongst the nations. I thank you. Hallelujah. But I felt like giving up. Hallelujah. You gave me to stand. Hallelujah. I thank you on today. Glory to God, I thank you. I praise you. And I lift your name on high. Glory to God. Lord, save our loved ones. Save those prostitutes. Save, God. I know you can do it. We looking for it. We looking for testimonies of change. Hallelujah. Lord, look on every country. Look on every city and state. Bless your people, God. We thank you for the miracles. And we thank you for what you're doing now and what you're going to do next. And we thank you, Lord, for the finish. We thank you that it is well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. My God, I did not know that I was going to do all of this. But I have to be obedient. to the Lord, I have to be obedient. And I thank God. I thank God. So right now we're going to go to our music. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He is good. I want to give a shout out to all of you in Africa, as I stated. All of Africa, all of the United States of America, there in France, we want to say God bless you in Italy. We want to say God bless you in Russia and in Hong Kong and in Brazil, Mexico. We thank God for you in Jerusalem. We thank God for you to all nations. We thank you on today. To those that are listening in right now, we just thank God for you. Glory to God. And, you know, this song brings me, this prayer stuff brings me to our brother. I was going to start off somewhere else, but we got to go to D2S. Because what I just said and prayed and what God gave me as a message to you all today is he'll never let you down. He will never let you down. And so we have to play this song right now. I'm telling you. And right after we play that song, we're going to go over to Young Prince and Deuces. Great gospel rap, saying goodbye to all of the wrong stuff. And it's an awesome song. I love it. But we're going to start off with our brother. Hallelujah. I thank God for you all today. I just love y'all dearly. I really do. I love y'all. I don't have to know who you are. But if we say we Christians, we're supposed to love one another. I'm not going to sit here and say, I hate you. I can't sit here and say, well, I don't love you because I don't know you. No, God loves us, and we have to love one another. We're not going to make it in heaven if we don't have love for one another and that we're not living right to according to his word. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters. He even said, love your enemies, and we know that's hard. Oh, my God, still learning to love. Hallelujah, I'm serious. I ain't at the top. I'm still going. God's still working on me. I've got some issues. We all got issues that we need to get rid of and need to get straightened out. My God, but we going to do them. Amen. We going to do them. The devil is alive. We not going to be lost. We come too far to leave now. I'm telling you. Can't turn around. The song says we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us. And I ain't going to say yet because he said he'll never fail us. I don't go with that yet. Seriously, a lot of people sing that. Sometimes we got to watch what we sing. But I just don't like that part when it says he never failed us yet. No, he's not going to fail us. So I just say he never fails. No, he's not. And it says, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. And it's faith that's keeping us moving. My God, and it's his blood that keeps us covered. And it's him we live. And in him we have our being. My God. So right now we're going to start this off with Never Let Me Down by our brother D2S. Somebody need to hear this song. And as this song, I'm telling you, somebody just lift your hand up and just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, forgive me for my filthiness. Forgive me for my foul mouth, my foul thinking, my foul doing. Lord, have mercy upon me and change me. Let your fire burn out all that's not right in Jesus' name. Somebody pray that prayer. When you pray that prayer and say, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for being a new creature. I thank you that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new now. Hallelujah. Lord, help me. Somebody crying out now to be saved. This song is for you. Never Let Me Down by our brother D2S there in Zambia, Africa. And we'll be right back.
You never let me down, present help all is around. You all is lifting me and taking me to higher ground. Oh Lord, I'm blessed to have you, living life so sound, knowing that you're covering me. Something like insurance, you all is cheering me. And you give me rest assurance that you're hearing me. And your words the best assurance, ain't no fear in me. I'm confident you got my back. You never disappoint, so I'll praise you on my track. You are my shepherd, I am sure I will never lack. Forever trusting you, and don't you, I'm forever back. You never sleep, keeping watch, Rolex. I'm daily changed by your love. four racks. I love the fact that we in love, soulmates. The magnitude of our love, so great. Can count on you for anything, whenever. I know I'll never fall, cause you're holding me forever. Jersey, I'm free from the curses to mercy. Praise you, cause you coming through, you are worthy. Guiding me in all I do, you with me. I built my house in you, other ground is sinking sand. For this, some cold crazy, they don't understand that you're the trustworthy God and you got my hand. No need to worry when I'm challenged, cause you got a plan. You've been exhibiting your love from the ancients. You show your grace, son, you show me pure patience. My heart is full of joy knowing you are patient. What more can a human being really ask for? And God so caring, all it's asked for. There's people who is set and stand and die for. You never let me down, so I run the track for.
The pillar, you're the strength that I always lean on to. You are the hope, you are the light, you are the staff I lean on. Oh my Jesus, what can I do without you, without you, without you? What can I do without you? Nothing. Oh, I can lean on you.
Wow, y'all hear that song there. I'm telling you, that's an awesome song. I thank God for that song on today. I'm telling you, he will never let you down. And that was our brother D2S there in Zambia in Africa. And we thank God for him. And now we're going to go to Young Prince and Deuces. I'm telling you, this is an awesome young man. Got a great message. I'm telling you, and I, like I said yesterday, we listen to this music and we love the music, but it's a message behind it. I don't believe in just music only. But if you don't have a message, I don't I'm not gonna listen to it. So right now, we're gonna go to Young Prince and Deuces, and we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, Young Prince.
What up, Z?
Go ahead and help me turn the song around, bruh.
You already know I'm with it.
This is Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Look.
Hey.
Oh, 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 oh,
I'm a Christian and the struggles every day. I'm tired of looking at these girls walk my way with the Gucci and Prada, Dolce & Gabbana lingerie. I finally changed my thoughts and I gained some self-control. Yeah, I know just what I need. The devil's tempting me. Now I'm about to keep it lush free. Better notice that my flesh ain't alive. But I used to live in sin. See that I can't deny. When God called, I would hit ignore every time. But now we see eye to eye. Call it FaceTime. And he show me love when he don't even owe me none. But when it's all said and done, my Lord will be the one that I can always run to. Now, I wouldn't be Young Prince if I didn't spit a verse with a little bit of speed. Wait, hold up. I wouldn't be me if the Lord didn't come over to set me free. Please let me be. You just mad at the fact I was blind, but now I see. Then I turned them deuces to my flesh and he packed his bags and I made him leave. Like, get on. I'm so fresh and so clean with him. Haters mugging every time I hit the scene with him.
Yeah.
Then they like, boy, you lame. Quit playing around. Look, we make it rain.
Yeah, but God made the clouds. Now they face us down. I'm like, here is what you do. Choose Christ, bruh. You can chunk them deuces too. And get this new life. Lead a woman. Lose the crew. And forget about that old stuff you used to do. Chunk the deuces to the club. Chunk them to the drink. Chunk them to the weed, homie. Chunk them to the street. And if you think that you can keep doing them silly things, that's an M.I. state. No Philly cheese. Prince.
Awesome song. I love that. Deuces. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Once again, we give a shout-out to Young Prince on this morning. And Deuces, I'm telling you, you heard what he was saying about get rid of it. You know, say goodbye. You don't need it. God got something else. He got some new stuff, you know. So we just thank God. We thank God. Next up, we have a dear brother. I've always had a hard time saying his name. I think I always say it right. Akisi or Akis. I think it's Akis Brimplum. But I call him AB. That always been my little name that I say, AB. And we thank God for him there in Ghana. We want to say God bless to all of our Ghanaian family on this morning. And we thank God for this great song called Nobody Like You. And I'm telling you, when I heard it, I was like, wow. So we thank God. Once again, you are tuned in to the Tuesday Rap and Praise. So you're going to hear praise and worship. You're going to hear some rapping. It's a mixture that we are doing on today because I will not be on radio tonight. I will not be on radio tonight. As I stated to y'all, I have an engagement tonight that I got to be at. So I will, but we will be on tomorrow. during the day, regular time. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, y'all. Tomorrow night is our top 12 artist countdown. Yes, those of you in the countries, you got to sacrifice and stay up late. Oh, my God, it's going to be awesome. We got judges calling in from Italy, here in America. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. Links will be posted. But we will not be on tonight, so that's why I'm doing it like this now. I'm doing some of the worship, and we're mixing it. We got rap, but it's all praise to God, and that's what we thank God for. So right now we have our dear brother, Akees Brimpong, and nobody like you. We just want to say God bless you, brother. I thank God for your life. You are a blessing, and I have been blessed, and I know nations are blessed by your worship music. And so right now we're going to him, and then after that we're going to pump it up a notch with what we call our gospel. We call him the gospel Lil John. We're going to go over to Deacon Brown, and then but we'll be right back after this song. Nobody like you.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 59. Know therefore today and lay it to your heart that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other.
Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. In heaven or the earth, O Most High, Holy One, nobody like you. Nobody like you. Oh,
nobody like you.
Oh,
nobody like you.
No.
Nobody like you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Heaven or the
I'm telling y'all, that is awesome. Nobody, wow, nobody like you. I'm telling you, that is an awesome song by our dear brother there. I'm telling you, brother, God bless you and everybody there in the office with you. We just want to say God bless to you all today. And there is nobody like the Lord. I'm telling you, it really isn't. There is no one like the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for that song on today. I was so blessed when I heard it. I told him, I said, you got to send me that, you know, so I can go ahead and play it on radio. And so we just thank God for that song. I truly was blessed. I was blessed by it. And so right now we just thank God. We're going to our brother Deacon Brown. My God, if you're out there somewhere listening in, because I know I sent you the link, but we thank God. If you're somewhere listening in on this morning, we just want to give you a shout-out to you and your family there in Florida. But we call him the Gospel Lil Jon. A lot of y'all know Lil Jon. I'm telling you, and that's who he put me in mind of. And he got some music that's on flame for real. So right now we finna go on go to church. And we did go to church is rocking the charts and cutting up. Everybody loved that one. So I'm telling you, so we're gonna go to church and cutting up, and we'll be right back by our brother Deacon Brown.
We gon' go to church and we gon' praise the Lord. We gon' clap our hands and we gon' make some noise. We gon' go to church and we gon' praise the Lord. We gon' clap our hands and we gon' make some noise. We gon' go to church and we gon' praise the Lord. We gon' clap our hands and we gon' make some noise. We gon' go to church and we gon' praise the Lord. We gon' clap our hands and we gon' make some noise. People gon' be dancing. Laying hands on my old lean. I need some prayer, buddy. What about
sadaka na ambia Asha Kipchoge. Behind every successful man kuna mwingine anajaribu kumpick pocket. Ina go beyond handshake, business card exchange. Undugu si choto ya tamu. One side ya Christmas carols. When I'm top now ataka unatumia candles. Niko kwenye bar insta seat. Why ni when I effect ya kukunywa tap water. Sio kila time chakua designated driver. Nili point one finger kukuona. Usiposikia itajoin the other four. Kamoja tuko
score. Everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
Now that we connect, it's forever. I'll do.
I will do anything for you.
Regardless of the deep,
regardless
of the faster. Anything for you.
Call me. Face with me. Oh,
yeah. Connection. So many times I felt alone. Wanted a true friend to help me through my storm. The wounds are real. Time to heal the pain. Together forever. Change is here to stay. I want you to know everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
Now that we're connected.
Elasto plus, yako nitafunika na bandage. Ni wundi na last, una mina lot. To exchange rospeto, si bullet za pisto. Chako chetu, changu chako, I got your back. Nundu yangamia, ha ha.
Let us join forces, we are connected. No one is left behind, no, no. We can make change together forever. We are one.
I want you to know
everything is alright. Now that we're connected forever, I'll do
connection
for you. Regardless of the distance,
I'm
connection.
Yo, P. Tay, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Why?
Yeah.
You know what? I've been looking for somebody. Not just anybody, but a special somebody. Come on. Who can get a prayer through? Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing what I need? Can anybody out there pray for me? The prayers of the righteous. Can anybody out there pray for me without even knowing a whole lot about me? Can anybody pray where the prayer don't cease? The prayers of the righteous.
Listening, and I'm from Kingfield, so they found him. The city that we're living in, change it. Call it city of the king of kings. Put my faith in the son of man, and I'ma worship no other man. Y'all know that I can't stop, I wonder why I got your faith low. We all claim to love God, but it's not him that we live for. Saturday night we are cool to bar, Sunday morning then we in the choir. Lord help us with the peer pressure, I find my freedom in God. If he changed me, he can't change you. It's just you, God, I wanna change too. New life is my new life, cause I'm praying for my cute wife. From city hall to hate fleas, let me tell you what this looks like. Boy A dates girl one, then girl one loves boy B, but boy B dates girl two, and she's sleeping with boy C. We gotta renew our minds, y'all. If he changed me, he can't change y'all. New life.
We all in here, and we're living life. No yellow bra, I said black, cause I'm living twice. I got my people to me, yeah. So you better believe, yeah. This is my new life. I like my new life. We all in here, and we're living life. No yellow bra, I said black, cause I'm living twice. I got my people to me, yeah. So you better believe, yeah. This is my new life. I like my new life.
I'm at Ignite with my whole squad, filled with the Holy Ghost, y'all. Flow sessions, you can ask Sphinx. I'll be busting flows with Pro, y'all. And Impact is going down. LOL, we going ape. T Wonder and Bill, man, got my back, so you know I'm straight. Yeah. We in the city, so make noise. Rolling with some church boys. On another level, and I represent the Father, so I'm coming with the fire, and I never back down. Spitting for a reason, he risen, and he living. They be judging, and they frightened, so they talking all clown. Ask my mom about the old me, she can tell you God has changed me,
yeah.
Ask Craig, ask Liz, ask the people that know me, yeah. I put my faith in the son of man, and I'ma worship no other man. I wanna stay in God's plan, next up is gospel grand. Christian youth, we gotta stand up, so I put my swag in God's hand. ASAP, I'm a man of God, new life with my new squad. Praise him with all I got, put your hands up for the true God, yeah.
This is my new life, how you like my new life?
Go.
We all in here, and we're living life. No yellow bra, I said black, cause I'm living twice. I got my people to me, yeah. So you better believe, yeah. This is my new life, how you like my new life? We all in here, and we're living life. No yellow bra, I said black, cause I'm living twice. I got my people to me, yeah. So you better believe, yeah. This is my new life. How you like my new life?
So that's it. If you change me, you can change y'all. Bro, one time. This is our new life. Yeah.
Lord, you are so faithful to me. Lord, you are so faithful to me. Lord, you are so faithful to me. I praise your name, for you are faithful to me. Lord, you are so faithful to me.
Faithful, faithful.
Lord, you are so faithful to me.
Lord,
Lord, you are so faithful to me.
Hallelujah.
I praise your name, for you are faithful to me.
Even when I'm not faithful to you, your tender love and mercy are on me. in your name, singing faithful are you, Lord.
Lord, you are so faithful to me.
Faithful in your way.
Lord, you are so faithful to me. Praise your name,
oh, praise.
For you are faithful to me.
Oh my Jesus, you're so faithful, you're so faithful. Faithful in your ways, faithful in your deeds. You remain the faithful one, faithful Jesus. Oh, you're so faithful to me, King of Kings. How I praise your name today. How I magnify you. How I exalt your mind. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. Call you faithful. Call you so faithful to me.
Lord, you are so faithful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are my hope.
So faithful.
When everyone needs me.
Faithful.
You wipe my tears. You're my refuge and strength. In you I'm safe. And I said, faithful is your name.
How many know that the Lord is faithful? Yes, he is. He is faithful. My God, that was our dear brother apostle. We want to say God bless you, brother, and to your lovely wife. We thank God for your wife. We thank God for her as well, Janet John. We thank God. I'm telling you, I just thank the Lord for them, and I'm telling you, just great worship. And so once again, we just give a shout out to them as well. And right now we're going over to a great song with Hope Kid and Alterman in Holiday. And we will be right back.
Salvation, we never losing, never. Jesus Christ, man, be the real king. If you now know, now you know, get your praise up. In any place, in any yard, don't your area code, don't your walk down. Never lose up, never lose faith. It's a life with this hand, so we party like soup. So we call them up, all of them impressed too. Feed up, massive party up too. Everybody dancing, cause it's a holiday. And everybody raving, cause it's a holiday. Yeah.
over, it's the glass over, the thing for the eyes cool massive. I never knew what good my life been without you, oh my king. That's why I praise you night and day. I don't care what they pay, what they're gonna say. And no matter what them try, they're just living a lie. Cause no one else compares to you, your love kindness so true.
Boy, let me hear uno clap. Every mama, woman, give me some clap. It's a sucky dish, behave. Can we a party like so, we a rave like so. A little mean thing, a the trend set a so. Every trend is set, you a people follow so.
Walk away party all night, till the moon set a moon.
Hey, them have talk to self merry. We a tell them say to Jesus, very. So I got an upload on the party. We a shelly pre party of happy like Tom Kitch Jerry. So me do them up, I like them in Facebook. Feedback massive, 40 a fool. Everybody singing cause it's a holiday. Everybody raving cause it's a holiday.
Played a lot of different characters.
You was happy that you had me, but you was sadly mistaken. The Father had a plan to come and birth salvation. Yeah, he came, took that weight up off my shoulders. Rained on your parade, oh well, the party's over. Back to reality, that truth in Jesus. I am a fallen man, realizing I need him. I'm freer than I ever been, feeling like I never did. Knowing that I'm privileged, cause I am the king's kid. And it's gonna be that till I'm dead and gone. Holy is the lamb, put that on my tombstone.
Well, I know they fear cold. Yes, come my way, wait, I swear I'm sickness to I swear I'm. Nobody say I be perfect, I be mere man, but God they call me son, so I be dear man. Righty, oh boy, then God send friend. The blessings and the joy be constant send. The true. Grace alone, they jump like something. The love, Charlie, they pass love in one sentence.
Hey, me parties,
hey.
Make up is again, me parties. See that since I do way, they love me.
Love
I be giving my life because
God they love me.
Love me a young pack, a dog power chairman of massa. Oh, my missing my back, come into minka. Wama my yet dead, Michel Fanta. Nemo, menu me Jimmy Nah, do my man come in on me bebray, and I'm for them. Made them a crutch, yeah. Me free move feet, and net my FSA.
Yeah, I never met a dad like that. Then behind the gems, so I shine like that. My party's all the talk, I be flying like that. We start in love, way we shout like that.
I don't know what I got success. God and his mercy circumcised. Life so gracious, I shook self. It's really amazing. You foresee the life that I was living. His love still dwelling, even when his friend request was still pending. One thing for sure, my God, no be dalaga. I was made in his likeness. Without him, I'm lifeless. See, we be 6 billion plus. We didn't love every one of us. Like there was only one of us. Think about it, no, they make no sense. You say make some broad die for your sins? Charlie, that'd be nonsense.
the bomb will be going afar. Come on with me. It won't be long before we will go. Would be another world. I can't wait to go. And then we tell them the Holy Spirit is living water.
Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses.
You are my light, my salvation. You are the shepherd of my soul. Hey, here I am, take full control. My life, my salvation, you are the shepherd of my soul. Here I am, take full control. Wherever you lead me, I will follow.
I'm a father, you are in heaven.
Father, you are in heaven.
Okay. I forgot to tell y'all though, huh? Hey, yeah,
I'm doing it.
I said, Lord, take my heart. Search it like it's Google. I'm tired of doing me. I just wanna do you. Promise that I'm done, so done like it's FUBU. Not from ATL, but see, I was acting new, new. I was in the world talking to you like I knew you. And for me, man, you shed that real blood. Who knew? Now wherever I go, I want them to see you. So much of you and me. My nickname is Me Too. When they be like, ministry my life, I'm like, me too. When they be like, I'm following Christ, I'm like, me too. When they be like, I had to sacrifice, I'm like, me too. You have to know I'm looking up to you like I'm 3-2. Sliding through the hood, they was asking where my swag at. News travel fast, it's exactly what my past at. Count off in heaven, I got stocks called it NASDAQ. Trying to find something that the devil can't get mad at. The Bible, the sword, Conan, check the pedigree. Lifestyle was hard, met God, then a better me. Straight in the word, no curve, yeah, I better be. If it's not, turn me around like the letter C. Christ up, hold it down. Who was dead up in the church with all that sound? I'm the son of the most high king. The sin is only begotten for our sins to intervene. Moment of truth, I don't really mean a story. I was known on the block with a hammer like a carpenter. I kill flesh, dead to the world, word of coroner. Praise God, I'm all overseas like a foreigner. I was snatched out the church, then I came back. Tugging on my heart, God love, homie, blame that. When I'm chilling with my dogs, I'm the same cat. Lifestyle in my convo, I had to change that. So when the devil taking shots, I can aim back. Holy Spirit facts, so just watch who you aim at. Well, you took stripes ripping your hood. Jesus took stripes sent for your good. I'm out.
All right, we thank you all for tuning in on today. It was awesome. It was off the hook. I just thank God for all of the artist music that was played, those that was not heard. We know that we ran out of, we didn't really have like a lot time. A lot of it, the word of the Lord came forth. And, you know, we have to be obedient. So we thank God for the word on today. But we will not be on tonight, but we will be on tomorrow. Same time, links will be posted. Click on and be blessed. Listen to all the wonderful music that we have more coming to you on tomorrow morning. So right now we're going to leave off of here by saying God loves you, and you already know that the angels of melody love you too. Have a blessed day, everybody. God bless. Ending us off here is The Truth, and Welcome to the Faith and Alive. God bless you.
Break bread, pitch tents together, and let's
He almost took me out. He tried to take my life. But oh death, where is your sting? No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Yeah. I was a convict. I was in bondage. But now them chains is broken. Thanks to his love and kindness. Now I just celebrate. Free from them hellish gates. Next time they jack me up, I can't accelerate. Cut up the fatty cap, homie. The prodigal is back. Let's get this party started. I was growing left, but Jesus made me right. Let us rejoice and sing. Lift your heart to the heavens. Lift your voice to the King. He turns weeping to dancing. Morning to morning, Satan's a stake in the grass. Jesus is mowing alone. Here's anger that's only a moment, but his favor's forever holding. So now I leave for joy. Mike stands in the middle of the aisle. When he saw his son from afar, kissed him, then he put him in the house. Gave him his ring and robe. Love was plain to see. And I love Jesus so, cause he did the same for me. I got this new announcement. I'm drinking from his fountain. It's only by his grace that me and my wife in counseling. Now I'm a living witness that Jesus is moving mountains. You cannot make me doubt. I know too much about him. Yeah, this ain't just for no album. He snatched me from the pit. I think you know the outcome. I'm singing praises back at the King's table. If there's one thing I know now, I know that he's able. I know that he's faithful. I'm on my knees grateful. Simply cause I'm forgiven by the God of peace and angels. Keeps my knees stable. I hear the King saying, over Christian much, like what precedes April.